With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A wave of trade uncertainty following the Supreme Court striking down of President Trump's global tariffs. Here's White House correspondent Greg Plugston with an update on that story.
In response to last week's high court decision and the president's threat of new tariffs, India has delayed plans to send a trade delegation to Washington this week. The tariffs ruling also adds a wrinkle to already complicated U.S.-China relations ahead of Donald Trump's visit to China at the end of next month. And the European Commission is demanding that the U.S. honor a trade pact that was signed last year. Greg Clugston reporting.
EU leaders condemning Hungary for blocking EU's latest efforts to sanction Russia and aid Ukraine on the anniversary of the war.
EU foreign policy chief Kaja Kallas says ministers are now unlikely to agree on a 20th Russia sanctions package after Hungary says it would block the sanctions and a 90 billion euro loan to Ukraine after disruptions to a major pipeline. German foreign minister Johann Wahrfuhl says he's astonished by the Hungarian position. He says, I don't think it's right if Hungary betrays its own fight for freedom and European sovereignty, alluding to Hungary's role in the fall of communism in Europe in 1989. In addition to threatening to block a new package of EU sanctions against Russia, Budapest is stalling efforts to help Ukraine until Russian oil deliveries to Hungary resume. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That huge winter storm continues to slam much of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, some areas getting up to 2 feet of snow. Police in Britain say Peter Mandelson, former UK ambassador to the U.S., has been released on bail after he was allegedly arrested in that Epstein Files misconduct probe. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist group is continuing to grow. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It was launched 4 years ago as the United Methodist Church began to break apart over its embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the conservative Global Methodist Church counts more than 7,000 congregations around the world. A GMC spokesman tells the Christian Post that the milestone, quote, reflects the faithfulness of God and the willingness of his people to boldly follow the Holy Spirit's leading and God's call. Michael Harrington reporting.
The head of the Jewish Federation of North America issuing a warning. Eric Fingerhut says the state of the Jewish Union in America is strong, but it is being tested. He says we are worried about the real threats of violence and the growing acceptance of anti-Semitic rhetoric. Fingerhut is now saying he is going to call on the United States Congress to take action. This is SRN News. Monday's numbers on Wall Street.
Stocks slumped on Wall Street after President Donald Trump ramped up his latest tariffs. Investors continued to unload companies that could be losers in the artificial intelligence revolution. The S&P 500 fell 1% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 821 points. That's about 1.7%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.1%. Cybersecurity and software stocks had some of the biggest losses. The dollar's value edged lower against other currencies, while gold continued to rise as Trump's latest tax levies on imports caused more uncertainty about global trade markets. Seth Sutel, New York.
Disappearance of Nancy Guthrie more than 3 weeks ago in Arizona has inspired some volunteers to launch their own search throughout the desert. Authorities are asking people, though, to give the investigators enough space to do the professional jobs. More details, srnnews.com.